I'm Trevor Castle. Joining us on today's Lely Radio Sports page is Grant Nelson, a 2021 graduate of Pella High School and a junior on this year's Central College football team. I had a chance to catch up with Grant a couple of weeks ago for our Football Friday Night feature called Dutch Family Ties. And now that the fall sports season is mostly winding down, we have an opportunity to air the full interview with Grant Nelson on today's Lely Radio Sports page.
A lot of what I want to talk to you about today is a couple of kind of, I think, interesting connections. One, a local kind of Pella Christian connection, and then one, the family connection. Let's start first with here in Pella. You know, there's five players on the team, four from Pella, one from PC, and even Peyton Ritzert, you know, he wrestled at Pella, so he's got a little Dutch in him. But, you know, as one of the older guys out of that group, what's it like to be around other kids from, you know, from the Pella community and now all playing football at Central?
Yeah, it's awesome. Just kind of being able to go through high school with those guys and kind of grow up around Peyton too, just be able to experience high school with them and kind of going up and seeing them in freshman ball, JV, varsity, kind of going, seeing them through that process, and now getting to share the field with them is pretty awesome. So just seeing their development in high school with me too, just kind of growing up locally and being around the Dutch, both big and small, it's kind of fun to see that.
And what kind of advice do you give, or what kind of examples do you try to set? How do you try to help these younger guys that you've known or at least seen around town kind of get ingrained here with the red and white?
Yeah, it's a different lifestyle here at Central. Obviously, being here in Pella, people kind of think it's similar, but there are definitely some differences, and there's some similarities too. But I'm just kind of showing them the way, and they know that they can come to me with any questions, and I'm the first one to reaching out to them, making sure they're doing okay. So just kind of giving them advice, being there for them, but also sharing those local connections that we've had.
For you, what are your thoughts? I know Pella and the Central community are so ingrained together, but, you know, from what I've heard from others, like, hey, if you just kind of want to get away from Pella, you can. If you want to be involved, you can. What's that been like for you?
Yeah, it's been awesome. I was kind of scared. A lot of people are kind of scared to go to Central if you're from Pella area because you don't think it's going to be different, like I kind of said, but I think it's a whole different community here, and you're on a college campus. You're with people from all over. And so it is kind of completely different. If you want to get away, you kind of don't feel like you're in Pella, but also if you need to go home for something, it's just 5 minutes. So it's nothing too crazy, but I love the community here. I love the people here. I love the faculty and the staff. So it's a great community to be a part of, and I love every second of it.
Your dad told me this morning that often he'll get a phone call on Sunday and be like, hey, Dad, can me and the guys come over for lunch? That's got to be kind of nice.
It's nice. Whenever we need a little meal or a little snack, we always have a little go-to. So they're always welcoming with open arms. So it's always a good getaway and just be able to watch football or do homework in a different area or obviously maybe snack a meal off of them every once in a while. It's nice.
So the other part of this is, you know, your dad played here, your grandpa. Let's talk about your dad first. What's it kind of like for you to follow in his footsteps? You know, he played here 30-whatever years ago, and now here you are playing for the same team, wearing the same helmet, the same colors, all that.
Yeah, it is really cool. Just growing up, he obviously played here, and he was able to coach here for a little bit. So growing up, we were always the first ones to Central games and the last ones to leave, and I was able to kind of watch him through that role. And he kind of shared the passion with Central, and I think I kind of got that passion through him with sports, with schooling, and just like even with my siblings, he was always like, let's try Central out. I'm not pushing you to go here, but I want you to give it a shot, because sometimes people don't even give it a shot. And so it's kind of cool to share that same like legacy. Like, we're all Central football players. We all have that blood in us. So it's kind of cool just to my grandpa even just kind of getting passed down from one generation to the next and kind of seeing that continue.
And as I understand, it wasn't like slam dunk Central 100%, right? So what was that decision like? And then ultimately, why did Central feel right for you?
Yeah, so I was kind of, there were some other schools in the mix, and it was during the whole COVID era. So it was kind of hard to get on camp. It was kind of hard to get like good looks, get good overnights. The whole recruiting process was kind of blurry. And so I took visits to other schools. I liked them. I wouldn't say I loved any of them. And I didn't think I needed to take a visit to Central. I was like, I've been around the campus. There's nothing that, like, I don't really know. But I was like, you know what? I'm just going to try it out. Like, I need to do this officially. So I was able to get an official visit, like, kind of got things set up through the admissions office, through coaches. And I got here, and it was like, you kind of saw everything through a different point of view. You're getting an admissions tour with somebody who knows what they're talking about. Like, no, like, they can kind of explain what things are and show you around, and then you get to meet with the coaches, and it's like like at that moment, I was kind of comparing all the other schools to Central. And so when I kind of feel that, like, if I'm comparing everything else to Central, then why am I not going to go to Central? So that's kind of was the process that I went through.
All right, that's a great explanation of it. Tell me a little bit about your grandpa and what you know about his days of playing at Central, and what kind of, you know, discussions or you know, communication do you have with him now that you're playing for the Dodge?
Yeah, he's probably one of the biggest Central fans there is. You'll hear him in the stands on Saturdays when he can come, and they live in Florida during the fall and winter, but they catch a few games on the earlier side of the season, so it's always nice to have him come up. And I just learned, like, once again, like, seeing that through my grandpa and my dad, just the passion they have for the game. And my grandpa played defense. He played nose guard and linebacker here, and he had all these stories growing up about his experiences. And so he's always the first ones to text me on Saturday and the last one after the game. So he's always checking in. He's always watching. And he's always wondering what's up. So it's nice to have that support from my dad and my grandparents, too.
And I learned something this morning that your dad brought the Down by the River chant to Central. And by the way, he and I did that on an interview. So what do you think about that and kind of a Nelson family legacy here at Central? Because as I understand, you guys are still doing it.
Yeah, we're still doing it. I actually didn't know that was – I don't know. It got brought up eventually, and I was like, yeah, we're doing this chant. And my dad's like, I'm pretty sure I created that chant. I'm like, well, we're doing it to this day. So every time I hear that, I kind of laugh because he's told me a few stories about it. So it's pretty funny.
All right. See you down the road. Thanks, Grant. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Trevor.
That's Grant Nelson, Jr. on the Central College football team. I'm Trevor Castle for KNIA, KRLS Sports.